And I'll turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. And we'll start with verse 5. And we're going to look to see what does Jesus say about prayer. And Jesus says, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling on like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Amen. Let's pray. Father, we come before you and we just thank you for your word. As we look at it this morning and you speak about prayer, Father, we need to listen. Open our hearts and our minds to hear your word, that we might hear you, that we might better pray your will. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning seeking your face. So we ask that you'd be manifested present here in this place. Lord, I pray that as I'm preaching, that I would step back and that you would step forward. And that you would be the one who speaks to your people here this day. Father, let your people here be encouraged and blessed, and let your name be the one lifted up and glorified. We all pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer options. When we read this passage, it doesn't sound like there are too many options, because in some areas, we're actually told, when you pray, when you pray, when you pray, several times, when you pray. That doesn't really sound optional, does it? So either we have the option of doing as God has commanded us to pray, or the option of being disobedient and not praying. So to not pray falls in the category of sin. Just in case you were wondering. Prayer is something which we need to do. It's something that we're made to do. We were created to pray. God wants to hear us. Talk to Him. Our prayers are extremely pleasing to Him. It's what He wants desperately. And I just to show you just a little bit of that, just a taste of it. Look at Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. Now this is in the throne room, and what's going on here is they're looking for somebody to open the scroll. And the scroll is handed to the Lamb. But now listen to this description about prayer. "And when he had taken it," that is the Lamb, "had received the scroll. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. The prayers of the saints are the bowls of incense in the throne room of God. Incense is burned for the purpose of worship. It's burned to give a pleasing aroma and to heighten the senses, to make the place more beautiful, more lovely. It's a, I dare say, probably a $1 billion industry. Air fresheners, deodorizing things. I mean, from everything from personal deodorizer to fabric softener to perfumes. What's it for? To make things a more pleasant smell, aroma. Billions of dollars every year spent to make things smell good. That we do. That's what we do. You know how we make things smell good to God? We pray. We pray. Okay, now as we look at prayer, we have that option. We can pray or we cannot pray. Then we have the two more options. We can either have private prayer or corporate prayer. Actually, we can do both. But you have an option when you pray of having a time of private prayer or a time of corporate prayer. There's a difference between the two. Private prayer is meant to be private. Corporate prayer is meant for the body coming together. Where two or three are gathered, there I am in your midst also. Okay? What you ask in my name and what's in agreement with His will, God hears and God provides for. So we can do things rightly or we can do things wrongly. We have the example here in the passage that I read in Matthew where about the hypocrite who stands on the corner and prays so that all can see. He's not really there to talk to God. He's there so everybody can see him looking religious. Okay? That's an example of private prayer done improperly. I'm having my private prayer time. So I'm going to post this on Facebook and tell everybody, guess what? I'm now in my private prayer time. I'm being more holy now. So, no, that's not what we're supposed to do. I'm not supposed to go out to the mall and stand up for everybody and say, oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for making me more holy and blessed than all these wretched sinners here in the mall. That's exactly what he says we're not supposed to do. Now, that's not the same thing as preaching, which is going out maybe in public, and I'm not going against somebody who's one of those public preachers and gets up and says, hey, all you, pay attention. That's a different story entirely. It's not prayer. That's a proclamation. Prayer is that conversation we have with God. We've just given it the special name. We call it prayer. But it's a conversation. It's communication with God. So there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. What's the wrong way? Well, beautiful illustration in today's newspaper. I don't get the newspaper, but what I do is I go online and look at headlines and things. Two guys got arrested yesterday in St. Paul. And apparently they've been convicted previously of... So they got felonies, so they're not allowed to have weapons, but they had guns, so handguns. So they were also dealing drugs and had drugs on them, so they had hidden the drugs in a body cavity and then hidden the car in a, under a panel in the dashboard, in the car. They had hidden a gun in the dashboard of the car, and they were in the squad car praying that God would hide the gun, that the police wouldn't find it. Okay, this is an example of prayer wrong. That is contrary to God's will. Because what their activities were entirely outside of God's will. And they'll say, oh God, protect me from the consequences of my actions. And God says, okay, I've been told I'm not supposed to do that, that some people find that offensive. But basically God says, not happening. You're going to get spanked big time because you need it. That's praying wrong. They're praying outside of God's will. They're not praying God's will. They're outside of God's will, asking God to bless them and protect them. No. God hears their prayer. The answer is no. Just in case you were wondering. So standing up in front of everybody when it's supposed to be prayer, that's wrong. Praying outside of God's expressed will and praying for something that's contrary to His will. Wrong. So we need to pray right, which is according to His will. How do we know His will? Operator's manual, right here. Know it. Read it. Know it. Don't say, I don't know what to pray. What do you mean you don't know what to pray? Don't you got the book? Now, a few years ago, you know, 2,000 years ago, the Bible wasn't as common as it is today. We here in this room, we have no excuse not to have a Bible. Why? Because there's one underneath the seat in front of you somewhere. If there isn't one directly in front of you, we have them here. Okay, if you need one, raise your hand, find us. We will find you a Bible. We'll get you. If you need one, we'll get you one. Okay? The Bible, the Word of God, is available to us today in a way never before. And we are without excuse here. Now, there are in some places in the world where they don't have it. And we need to get them God's Word so that they can know His will in order to pray it. But even without that, God does reveal Himself and show us what's right and wrong. There isn't anybody who says, well, you know, it's okay to steal, or it's okay to... It's not. These things that He's made readily apparent to us. So we need to pray rightly. So we pray, private or corporate, rightly or wrongly. Then when we pray, we have different types of prayer. We all think that there's just, okay, I'm going to pray now. It's all the same thing. They're not. There's intercessory prayer. There's listening prayer. There's prayers of supplication. There's imprecatory prayer or warfare prayer. There's prayer of worship. Prayer of declaration. Okay? These are different types of prayer. Then you can take these types of prayer and do them in different places and locations and methodologies. You know, but first, okay, what are these different types of prayer? I said intercessory prayer. That's where I'm praying for you or somebody else anyways. I'm not asking for me. I'm asking for somebody else. I'm praying on somebody else's behalf. That's intercessory prayer. But 98% of the time, okay, I make it, something like 99% of statistics are made up on the moment anyways. But, yeah. Dan got it. I heard him groan over there. But, when we pray, an intercessory prayer, we're praying for other people. But most of the time what we're actually doing is we're praying what's called a supplication prayer. We're saying, give me. Oh Lord, give me a pony. Amen. And put a ribbon on it. And I want a barn to go with the pony. Oh, and I need a saddle, and I want spurs. But I want to be sharp. I want to jingle, though. These are our prayers to God. Pretty shallow, a little self-centered, saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. Kind of like a spoiled child, in case you were wondering what it sounded like, your prayer. That's our prayer to supplicate. Not that we're not supposed to ask. In fact, we're enjoined in God's Word to ask Him. But He's the one, give us this day our daily bread. That is a prayer of supplication. We are supposed to ask Him for what we need. But what we're not supposed to do is just ask and ask and ask and ask and ask and ask. We're supposed to ask Him for what we really need. Okay. So we have supplication prayers. Then there's imprecatory or warfare prayer. An imprecatory prayer is, you know, Lord, smash the heads of all the babies of my enemies on the ground. You know, it's like, whoa, it doesn't sound very nice. Aren't we supposed to love our enemies? Yeah, we're... But there is a warfare prayer that is appropriate, where we pray, Lord, confuse my enemy. Might their actions not profit? Might they lose their way? Might everything that they try to do turn out wrong? When they attempt to attack, might they instead help? Okay? These types of prayers. We have declarative prayer. We're just saying, Lord, we're just going to stand on Your promise where You say in Your Word, here's what it is, and we declare that we are children of God because, Lord, You say in Your Word, we are children of the living God because we have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. You know, if you have that type of thing, okay. So we have these different types of prayers. Intercessory prayer, listening prayer. Listening. Oh, I didn't say anything about listening. Maybe I wasn't, or weren't you listening when I said that? Listening prayer. That's where we're quiet and we listen to God. We're going, God, I've got a question. And then we wait for the answer. An example of that we see in Daniel. Daniel chapter 10. I'm going to start with the 12th verse. And it says, then he continued, and this is Archangel Michael speaking to Daniel. And he says, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you sent your mind to gain understanding and humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. I'm sorry, that wasn't Michael, but it was the Lord speaking to him. But here it is. He said, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. See, it was a listening prayer because he was setting his mind to gain understanding. Oh, in case you're wondering, this was 21 days of prayer. Prayer and fasting that Daniel did. Now, it was heard from as soon as he set his mind to it, but it was 21 days later before the Lord shows up and says, hey, guess what? I heard. The Lord sends his angel. So this is what's happening. Daniel's praying and praying. He's fasting. And he's waiting for God. And there's spiritual warfare going on that's preventing him from hearing the response. But the prayer was heard. But Daniel didn't get the understanding until the Lord revealed it to him. And that was 21 days later. Anybody here live in our McDonald's culture? You have instant gratification. We pull up to the drive-thru and like, why haven't you got my order already? I pull up the drive-thru, I tell them what I want. I pull up the window, I'm like, well, where's my food? I mean, it's been 4 seconds. I drove just 20 feet. My food should be here. We think that God should behave that way with our prayers. Lord, give me understanding. I don't have it yet. Come on, God. Here we have the example. Daniel's like, 21 days of waiting on the Lord before the Lord spoke to him. With no guarantee that he would hear in such a manner as he did. I mean, God tells us that he will speak to us and we'll understand, but he had a visitation. Okay, now if you pray for 21 days, are you guaranteed a visitation? No. See, how about if I fast like Daniel did? No. See, prayer and fasting, see, they go together. The fasting part that goes with it, that has to do with not making God do what we want, but more along the lines of humbling ourselves and preparing ourselves to actually be able to hear what it is God has to say. Because if I'm in the wrong frame of mind, I can't hear what you're saying. Have you ever done that? Donna has spoken to me and I haven't heard a word she said. Why? Because I was in a wrong frame of mind. I was busy. I was watching TV. I was reading a book. I was cleaning my fingernails. I was doing something important, I'm sure. And I didn't hear a word she said. I'm sure I'm the only one that's ever done that. Not exactly right. It's the same thing when we talk to God. We need to be in the right frame of mind where I'm paying attention. This is why when I do counseling sessions with couples, premarital and marital counseling sessions. When we're talking about, I talk about the fighting position. How many of you here have had counseling, premarital or marital counseling with me and know what the fighting position is? I got a couple hands. What is it? Please demonstrate for me the fighting position. Come on. I got three couples. Now if you look, you couple, stand up, please. I'm picking on you, I know. Stand up. I know you're supposed to be sitting, but they can't see you. Turn. This is the fighting position. You see it? They are looking at each other. They are holding one another's hands. You can sit down now. You know why I tell them to do that? Because they are giving one another their undivided attention. That is their fighting position. Now, we also have rules on the fight, too. We're not going to go get into all that because it's actually a good thing if we do it right. If we do it right. Okay. Now, if I don't have everything together, I'm not giving God my full attention. I can't hear what he says. Have you ever just been in a class and been distracted, and the teacher's going on and on, and it just sounds like a Charlie Brown cartoon. Wah, 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 wah. I mean, is that what you're hearing right now? Okay, very much prayer. That's what we need to be giving God our full attention. That's what fasting's about. It's about getting us ready to hear from God. Humbling ourselves, getting us in the right mind frame of mind. Oh yeah, God's more important than I am. He's the one with power and authority. I'm not in charge. He is. He's big, I'm small. Okay.
Oh, that's right. God is indeed the Almighty. We forget this. Okay.
Obviously, I'm bogging down and running out of time. So, as we talk about these different things of prayer, and we have these options. I can prepare myself to hear from God, or I cannot prepare myself to hear from God. I can give Him my full attention, or I cannot give Him my full attention. I can do one type of prayer or another type of prayer. I can combine them. We look at all these different types of prayer. And we need to understand that they each have their place. They each need to be done. We talk of that private prayer time where we go alone in our prayer closet, which we read about. But we also need to have that corporate prayer time where we gather together as the body and we do things together. And we pray, Lord, be here, meet with us this day. These corporate prayers, Lord, guide us as a body that we might honor You in Your name. As we do these things, we're praying, we're engaging in prayer, different types of prayer. We have all these prayer options. As a church, we need to make sure that we are using all these prayer options, that we are availing ourselves of them, and that we are incorporating them in all that we are doing as a church, because the church is built on prayer. Again, this is how we actually access God's will. God gives us direction. How God gives us the power of His Holy Spirit is through prayer. Okay? Yes, the Holy Spirit comes upon us and resides within us as soon as we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But then, how do we access that power? Jesus demonstrated it to us Himself by going to God in prayer and being refreshed. He was tired. He went to the Lord to be refilled and renewed and refreshed. But He tells us to fast and to pray. This is what you're going to do. He tells us to seek after God, to pray, God's will be done. Tells us to forgive our debts. Ask for us to forgive our debts as we have forgiven those who have debts against us. We're supposed to pray this. Oh! This is what we're supposed to do. Yeah, it's all right here. But it needs to be part of who we are. When we look through the Bible, when we look through the epistles, the letters of Paul and Peter and John, and so we look at these, what we see is an attitude of prayer. What is an attitude of prayer? That's constantly seeking God. Now, we have time of prayer. Where we have a prayer time. Some of you may have a time of the day where you actually set aside for doing that. That's a good practice to have. Or some of you may pray only when you have occasion to pray. Oh, I'm having my tooth out. Please pray for me. I have an occasion, a need. Then there's also just having an attitude of prayer. Paul tells several times, different letters he writes, that I'm always in prayer for you. Always in prayer? Yeah, you're always in my heart. Every time I'm thinking about you, I'm also taking you to God. You come to my mind. My family's like that. You guys are like that. I have an attitude of prayer about you. You come to mind, I take you to God. This is what I do. Okay, I think about you, I take you to God. I say, God, you know, bless Pastor John, Lord. And then I talk to John, and We talk about the issues that he's going through and the issues I'm going through. And John's been having an attitude prayer for me. He's been praying, "Oh, bless Pastor Bruce, God." That's us having an attitude of prayer about one another. So we can have those times of prayer. John and I, we meet together. We pray. But we also have times where we're just praying about one another because we have an attitude of prayer. Where we haven't actually stopped and prayed, but pray as we're going through. That's that attitude of prayer. But we also have those times where we stop individually, where it's just me and I pray. But also we have those times corporately, where we're together and we pray with each other. So we have private prayer, we have corporate prayer, we have this attitude of prayer. These are the options. Now the option, we can do this or we cannot do that. To not do it is sin. To do it is what the Lord has commanded us to do. Because he has said, when you pray. And he says, he's the one who will reward us for this. Because when we do this, we are like incense to him. It's pleasant to him. It's something that he wants. Does it? It's a blessing that we can receive. Now, as a church, we need to incorporate this in all that we do. Small groups, corporate services, individually, group activities. Anybody remember that we as a church, this spring, it was winter time, where we were doing Seek God for the City? See, that combined all these things. It took, read this, pray this. We did some as a group. We had some Sunday school class, got together on that. We had some preaching and teaching on that. We prayed together, but you're also instructed to be praying on your own. But we were doing it together as a group. We're all praying the same topics. Okay, so it's combining these things. So we do this as a body. And we're instructed in various places to do just that. Where the body together will go before the Lord and pray and fast and seek His will and direction. I'm going to seek that for myself right now as I'm getting ready to go on this trip to Africa, to do this missions trip of prayer to Burkina Faso for the College of Prayer, for the Prayer Summit, where I'm going to meet with leaders from 21 different countries in Africa. And then as I go from there on to Liberia to seek to plant a College of Prayer right there. And I'm going to have, 50 to 100 or more leaders show up for this time in Monrovia to plant the seed for the College of Prayer, that a campus might spring up from this that will bring unity to the church and help restoring the brokenness within the church there in Liberia, strengthening it, empowering it. I'm going to ask that you would join with me between now and when I leave on August 2nd in prayer, that you would pray and fast with me. Pick something. Maybe you fast one day a week. Maybe you'll fast one food. Maybe you'll give up ice cream for the month, or if you really want to give up something important, you could give up lutefisk for the month, or chocolate. So a couple of people weren't real happy with that idea, but coffee. What? That would be a significant sacrifice for some here. As I look at a couple of individuals here who normally have a coffee cup attached to their hand. What would I put in this thing if I didn't have coffee in it? But I would ask you to pray with me and to fast with me as I seek God's direction and empowerment for this time of ministry that you all are sending me on. That I might best do God's will, and that we all here might best be used of Him in this ministry, however He would do it. We're going to have small groups that are going to be starting up this fall. At least one is going to be teaching the first year's material on the College of Prayer. We already have a group that meets on Thursday mornings for prayer time. We have prayer which is occurring here in this sanctuary. Monday, is it just through Thursday or is it Monday through Friday here?
Every other,
Friday, but and then Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to noon. There's prayer going on in here. And you're welcome to come and participate here in corporate prayer. When there's a committee meeting, we want prayer to be part of it. When you are home by yourself, prayer needs to be part of what's going on. When we have the picnic, there will be prayer that is part of it, because we will pray in preparation for the picnic. I pray, I ask you right now, please pray for the picnic, as we haven't planned this thing the way it ought to have been done. But this is the hand that we've been dealt, and we're going to, okay, God, this is what we've got. We're going to do the best we can with it. Because your timing is perfect, even if ours isn't. So this is when it's going to be. This is what we're going to do. And so we need prayer. So I seek your prayers. Let's close with prayer. We're not even going to have a closing song, as I've gone over. And we're just going to go out after the prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we thank you that you do indeed hear our prayers. And Lord, you answer them. Help us to know your will. Help us, Lord, to hear you speak to us in our prayers. Father, might we seek to pray rightly and not wrongly. Might we pray your will to be done, Lord, not our own. And Father, show us how we can intercede for others, even as we are asking you for our daily bread. And as we go out to do battle with the enemy, Lord, as we engage in warfare prayer, that we pray protection, provision, and the prospering of your soldiers in your battle. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you and keep you, Lord. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Go with God.